Welcome to PM. There has been a spectacular diplomatic boil over between Iran and the United States today. Tehran is warning Washington it faces the mother of all wars if the US threatens the nation's oil exports. President Trump fired back, tweeting a warning to Iran never to threaten the United States again or, quote, suffer consequences never seen before. The trigger for the mutual outbursts was the launch of a new campaign by the Trump administration to foment unrest in Iran and pressure the Iranian regime to end its nuclear program. Peter Lloyd compiled this report.
After a month of stepped-up criticism of Iran on State Department social media accounts, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took the gloves off in a very public critique of Iran's leadership.
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
The secretary called Iran's President Hassan Rouhani a polished frontman for the Ayatollahs.
Their nuclear deal didn't make them moderates. It made them wolves in sheep's clothing.
It was the launch of a new campaign to pressure Tehran to mend its ways, from support for global terrorism to efforts to establish a full nuclear arsenal.
Right now, the United States is undertaking a diplomatic and financial pressure campaign to cut off the funds that the regime uses to enrich itself and support death and destruction.
Iran is an energy superpower. Oil exports underpin the economy. So when Mike Pompeo says the US wants to hurt Iran's ability to generate and move money, he means to hurt Iran's huge oil export trade.
As we've explained over the last few weeks, our focus is to work with countries importing Iranian crude oil to get imports as close to zero as possible by November 4th.
November 4th is the Sunday before the midterm elections in the US. Iran's leadership responded to the speech in typically fiery language. This is President Hassan Rouhani addressing diplomats in Tehran.
Mr. Trump, don't play with the lion's tail. This would only lead to regret. You will forever regret it.
And on specific US plans to foment internal dissent,
you are not in a position to incite the Iranian nation against Iran's security and interests. The Iranian nation knows its interests and sacrifices to protect it. You are mistaken.
It was in May that Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear accord designed to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Tehran has long insisted its nuclear program is for peaceful projects such as electricity generation. With new and more severe sanctions, the US believes Iran's oil trade could fall by as much as two-thirds by year's end. But Tehran has a counter-warning that it will block the Straits of Hormuz in retaliation and choke world oil supplies. According to Iranian state media, President Rouhani's remarks included this statement.
Peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with Iran is the mother of all wars.
But the equivocation seemed lost on President Trump, who tweeted a reply in uppercase, the Twitter style that suggests a raised voice.
To Iranian President Rouhani, never, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious.
It was reminiscent of Donald Trump's fire and fury threat against North Korea last year. The now infamous warning came as North Korea continued to test fire ballistic missiles. The heated rhetoric continued on both sides, but never boiled over. Washington and Pyongyang are now attempting to negotiate a diplomatic solution to North Korea's nuclear ambitions. In this case, US officials insist their ambitions in Iran are changing regime behaviour and not explicit regime change. It's tried this type of persuasion before, but with limited success. This time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a new tool in the arsenal, a 24/7 Farsi language channel about to be launched on TV, radio, digital and social media, intended to reach Iranians in Iran and around the globe.
Peter Lloyd reporting.